like to have copy. No reading now. Hope you enjoy it. Nothing now.
Sorry, call me.
Is it right?
You call me.
I can hear you.
You call me in my
Are they room? Yeah, you can read it now.
What's the table? So this is Shimon recording. Hello? Rav Shimon, are you?
When did we report them last week?
You're going to be late.
For the board of Chesed. Chesed. And also Vitor. Like to think of acts of Chesed to do and to try to do them. And also to think Vitor also. Or is it something else? Was it Moshe?
No, I mean, it was Avram Avinu.
Yeah, but it was two things. One was Chesed, one was.
Right, Chesed was one.
Sir Megrav Chesed.
Right.
Sorry, Shimon can't come direct.
If you would like. If you'd like to listen, so I'm asking you to phone them.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yes, I'd like to. What other was that? It's the two ends of the spectrum of Chesed. On one hand, the Yisur Meirav. The Yisur Meirav Chesed should hear it by feeling. Nothing bad should come from you to anybody in hurting feelings or mominess or good. So.
He can't, his parents are here and he can't.
So you were here at our last meeting, again, we spoke about. First of all, again, we thank Hashem for the Mokom. When the Mokom we have here, the Mokom spoke with the Shemayim, and Hashem brought this. And we have our chever, Shemayim, whoever it's Hashkocha and Shemayim, whoever it's here with us together, it's Hashkocha. And we thank the Baruch Hashem that we have a lovely Chabur here. So that last time we got together, we spoke about the two spectrums of Chesed. The Sumer Rav Chesed, as they tell you, the Sumer Rav Chesed is not to hurt anybody's feelings. It's before you think about doing good to somebody, think about not hurting them. That's also Chesed. It's a chiddush if you look at it that way. That being careful not to insult somebody or harm them in any kind of way is also chesed. It's the sumei rav chesed, the negative. And then of course you have the positive. So the ugda was spend a few minutes reviewing your day and seeing if you might come up with some instance that you might be hurting somebody without realizing it. And the positive is that spend a few minutes every day thinking of how you can make somebody happy, right? So, Reb Asher, you have something you want to share with us?
It was harder than I thought it was going to be. I remember doing it before at another time, and I don't know why. Sitting down and trying to think of what I could do specifically to help somebody. I mean, the things that I do on a regular, but it wasn't as easy as I thought. There were a couple of days it worked out. Other days I trying to think of the person and what could I do that was reasonable, that didn't take too much time, but was a nice effort. It was not so simple.
I just want to fine tune. It was really something to make the person happy. I mean, helping and making happy is really
two different things.
No, well, on one hand, they border each other, right? Because if you help the person, you're going to make them happy. But making them happy is more like something that it doesn't necessarily have to help them. But like, let's say, say a person difficult talk. So you can tell the person how much you enjoyed it and how nice it was, you know. So I mean that can help the person also, but the main thing is that you want to make the person feel happy. If you're a professional and that somebody went that person professional and the professional helped them to go over, give them a compliment, the professional, you know, that have to admire, you have to have it handed to you, that you really helped that other person, and very appreciative, and it could be a speech, it could be something, you can do an act to make the person feel happy, something that makes them happy. Okay, but what's that? What about you?
That's the emotion of it. That I felt a couple of times I missed, like, you know, I did chesed, but I didn't think of doing that chesed for, you know, when I did a chesed, I said I should have, you know, I could have thought of it and counted it as this uvda. Mm-hmm. I did a couple of times during the week, you know, think ahead of time, you know, I should try to do something different a little bit, you know, try to act a little different maybe, mm-hmm. based on the uvda.
The fact that we have it in our mind itself is a tremendous accomplishment. In other words, like Rav Miller used to say, the fact that you bother your brain to think how can I make somebody happy, it has an awesome effect on our panemia. It's just that thought that you know, what are you thinking about? You think about your business, you think about this, you think about even the Gemara, you think about the Taisris. What are you thinking about? I'm thinking about how I can make a person happy. In order to do that, you have to think of the person's personality and know the person and a person doesn't enjoy pizza, so you're not going to make him happy by bringing home pizza for him. He doesn't like pizza. So you have to think of what the person really likes and, you know, what can you do to make the person happy. The fact that you're, like Rav Miller said, bothering your brain, think about that. It has an awesome, tremendous flaw, not thing, it's something you can't see, something you don't know, but it does. It has a very big effect on our community. What do you have to say, Hashem? But Yaakov really, he doesn't have to sleep puppets in the Yaakov, because he brings this us happy. So, there you got it. He has it. Thank you. Really appreciate it very much.
Yeah, the truth is I forgot to do it. And I think that's I think that in itself is an interesting part of this sort of pavura, because the trigger to doing something, it's part of being within the groove of the, like, being in the pavura, and that in itself is I don't know, there's a way of trying to turn on the remembering, being connecting it, because it's like, you know, when
can I interrupt you for a second? I think it's a very common problem that many people have in, you know, in the garden, because most of the cookies are not anchored down to anything. So sometimes, like, you would be, you know, like maybe you try to think of your first reason why it's not done. It could be that if you were, you know, anchored down to something, so you would be happy to do it.
I would definitely be happy to do it. Now, a friend of mine, actually, he's a coach. One of the things he does, he has a card that gives out, and they write down their goal. It's like a business card, they have it in their pocket, like, this is their one goal, main goal. So it's there, and they can look at it.
Right.
So I wonder if something like that might be... Because I'd like to have done it, I just forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what kind of coach is this person?
Oh, he's quite like a business life coach, a life coach, not like a fitness coach, but like a.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the, he does, he has lots of things. One of the things he has is like, something that it would help the bandim to have power, doesn't it? Obviously, like, so remembering yourself without a trigger obviously is, makes it more powerful. But I don't remember at all.
Okay, everybody say. So we'd like to move on tonight, as Hashem Barak. What I wanted to suggest to you tonight, we say, we want to go up to Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the owner of the Avodah, which is Kobanais and Tzura. Now, very, very, very important issue that I'd like to share with you tonight. Our veterans have, we've spoken about this before in the past, and we take it out of our arsenal box and we want to refresh it again. But the thing is that when we talk about Tzula, Yitzchak's contribution to Klal Yisrael, like, it's not just a contribution. Klal Yisrael has three pillars that we stand on, that essential, and that's our essence. And one of them is Avodah, and that Avodah is Kabbonis and davening. So when we talk about davening, most of us, right away, flash our mind, Shachar and Ma'ariv, right? Or Ne'ilah, or Yom Kippur, right? The regular conventional davening, you know, prayers that we daven. But the truth is that the auspices of tefillah, what it is, it's much, 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 much more than just the conventional prayers that we say, davening, that we do 3 times a day. In fact, I would venture to say that the main thing is what we're going to talk about today, and just a small part of it is davening 3 times a day. This gift that Hashem gave us of tefillah is a tool that we have in our hands that Hashem put into the creation in the world as a such a thing called tefillah. And this tefillah has the power to do things. How does it work? Hashkafas behind it. You understand? You know, how does it work? You know, that's not the, I think the Olam is asking that's not for us sitting here now. We just want to discuss it from a practical point of view. Tefillah is something that Hashem gave us. That with tefillah, you have in your hand something that does something, accomplishes something, becomes something, it could do something. Hashem put it into the world that there's such a thing called tefillah, and this tefillah can change things. Now, it makes a lot of sense, if I say, that something that we have in our hands that we should use it. I mean, the logic of it is that you want something, right? You want to do something, you want to accomplish something. And we believe, our hashkafas is that we have the emunah, that the accomplishment is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the sole, one that gives out the accomplishment. So you want this accomplished. It doesn't make sense that you should go to the one that's gonna, that's the supplier of the accomplishment, and ask him that you would like to have a suffer. Makes sense, really. It's logical. So what should you ask for? Anything that you want, anything that you're doing during the day that you want to have a suffer in, right? Because if you're doing something and you don't care what's the word for your it doesn't mean to you much whether you be Masliach or not. It's something that's not important to you. Okay, there's something that's important to you. Like, doesn't it make sense that you should go to the one that's going to give you the Hatzlava and ask him that you should have Hatzlava? How do you do it? So, you say it in your own language, any language. You say it, the old structure of the tefillah. You know, you put it together, the tefillah, in your own form of what you want to ask for. And you could say, with Hashem Elokeinu, Eloheinu, with a real shame, even though you're making it up. You'll be answered, He was almost whenever, Ad Hashem, Yoke, Boke, Hashem Elokeinu, Boke, Eloheinu. Shetetel Yatzlocha, Bedobo Zeh, you know. And the truth is that Klai Yisrael lived with this all the time. This is the real Omer of Tefillah. This is when Yitzchak Avinu gave us, you know, the Omer of Tefillah. This is what he was talking about. This is what he meant. So this is, Klai Yisrael lived with this all the time. Our Zaydis and Babas and Tantas and Elta Petas and Elta Zaydis. This is the lifestyle of Klai Yisrael. They wanted something. I say again, we are accustomed to this, we know about it, that Chas V'Shalom shouldn't have a choyle, that's mamish, you know, where the person is really in hoping over life, you know. Come on, let's all get together and be mislal for the choyle, special tefillah for the choyle. Then, you know, we're aware of it. Usually it's situations like that. But, so we have some, you know, like idea of this thing. But the truth is, what it really is, we don't have any idea of it. You know, it's something that's very pitiful, because it's something that's really part of life, right? It's one of the, like identifying one of our
Hallmark?
Huh?
Hallmark?
Yeah, something like that. Klai Yisrael. It's one of the things that identify us as a nation. You know, like unique traits of Klai Yisrael. Just like I said about Chesed, also it was part of the, you know, the mentality of life. So Tefillah also was lived that way, you know, a way of life. Rav Miller used to give an example. First, he's taking a course, you know, a secular course. So he's up. He doesn't sleep for 2 days, 3 nights. Big bags under his eyes, you know. And he's taking, caffeine, coffee, intravenous into his veins directly. Doesn't want to stop for a second and take a coffee. And you go over here for a minute. Are you being spouted? Hashem, did you have a soft with your test? Spouted Hashem, a test. I can't even think of saying that Ibrah, that, you know, I can't say the words Hashem. Hashem, please help me with my college exam. You know, I don't feel comfortable saying that Hashem. He says, well, first of all, you know, if you're going to college, so he feels the right thing, you know? He said, don't go if you don't think it's right. If you're going, it feels the right thing. So, you know, you want to have that slaughter. So it doesn't make any sense, you know, like to break your head, try to get the test, and not ask Hashem. You want that buffer, so you can do that Hashem, you know, not Shem, not possible. So you go on your way, you know, if you want to really guess, you know, but to ask Hashem, you know, doesn't even encourage you, you know. It's very, very important. The punchline is, the main thing is that if it's important to you and you want it, no matter how insignificant it is, but if you want it, it is for it. And again, I think it's like a little bit of, I don't want to say Chas V'Shalom, like, if you really believe in Hashem, so how can you not ask him? Person goes out, you know, he needs a taxi. So goes out, you know, no taxis around. So first thing he says, oh, whenever you need them, they're not around, you know. And then he just really controls himself not to say some not nice words, you know. So instead of saying that, you know, whenever you need them, they're not around. Instead of saying that, say, Ani, Ratzon, Benecha, Hashem, Kenu, Kenu, Tzlach li Amonit, send me the taxi, Hashem. Great Hashem, taxi. Very often, you know, you see how Hashem is answering you, but it's irrelevant. You know, we have to do our side. We pray to Hashem. How he answers us, that's his business. So, sometimes he answers us right away, sometimes not. That, but usually, you can see that Hashem is listening and he's answering you. But he's always listening. He's always listening. And he'll answer you. What the best thing is. So I wish I the Ulta of the Maisa is three times a day we should go out of our way to try to be misspelled for something. If you have nothing to be misspelled for, don't make up something, you know. Don't make up anything to be misspelled, you know. But if you have something, you know, you have a problem in the house, something to do with the kids, say it's either. Right? Learning a piece of Gemara, you don't understand it. So, who does it ever dawn upon? Say, it's Philip, you know, for the Gemara, you understand the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you very much, Rabbi Yaakov, again. I want to wish everybody bracha batzlach, that you have gesund, you have good health, that you have panasa, you should have nachas, you should have shalom bayis. And you should continue your growth in Torah and Avodah, and it should all come together with Simchas HaChaim.
Amen.
Yeah. That was next to us.